Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in Heaven. No matter what's going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we'll pray through today's prayer together.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
A Prayer for When You're Angry by Maggie Meadows Cooper, read by Leah Martin. I will take away their stony, stubborn heart and give them a tender, responsive heart. Ezekiel 11:19. Anger. It's an easy subject to discuss because we've all been there. I'm generally a pretty laid-back gal, so I don't get angry very often. I prefer to say that I'm irritated or agitated, something more southern and ladylike. But my friends know me well, and they'll call me on it. Sometimes I'm just flat out mad. Jonah was a man who knew something about being angry. He ran from God in disobedience, but the Lord saved him out of the belly of a whale and gave him a second chance. So he took that chance and went to tell the people of Nineveh that their sin was going to bring the wrath of God. They listened, repented, and then God changed his mind and did not carry out the destruction he had threatened, Jonah 3:10. But instead of being thankful for the lives that were saved, Jonah was angry. He wanted judgment brought on others, in spite of the fact that he was just saved. The Lord replied, "Is it right for you to be angry about this?" Jonah 4:4. Jonah wanted mercy and grace for himself, but he was unwilling to give it to others. But it has to go both ways. Here are three things to consider the next time we're angry. 1. We need to self-reflect. 2 Corinthians 13:5 says, we need to examine ourselves. That's not a fun thing to hear or to do, but it's necessary. Paul said, this is a trustworthy saying, and everyone should accept it. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, and I am the worst of them all. 1 Timothy 1:15. When we see our own depravity, then we take ownership of our own mistakes. When we can truly realize the depth of our own sin and humble ourselves, we can give mercy and show grace to others the way Jesus does for us. 2, we need to consider the other person's circumstances. People say things and do things without thinking sometimes because they're blinded by their current circumstances. Take time to see things from the other person's perspective and put their needs above your own. It's much easier said than done, I know from experience, but it is something to aspire to. Philippians 2:3 says, "Don't be selfish. Don't try to impress others. Be humble, thinking of others as better than yourselves." 3. We need to decide what we're going to do with our anger. Anger in itself isn't a bad thing. There are times to get angry. Jesus did in Matthew 21. God does too. It's what we do with it that's concerning. We basically have two choices. We can let it control our hearts and lead us into captivity, or we can find freedom through forgiveness. That's pretty much it. I have a visual I use to think about it that begins with the hurtful event right in the middle. And stemming out from that hurtful event, I can either draw a line downward to anger and further downward through resentment, bitterness, unforgiveness, and then ultimate captivity. Or I can draw a line lifting me upward away from the hurtful event toward realization of my own depravity and continue that line upward through prayer, forgiveness, and then ultimately to freedom. Many times anger starts with a minor irritation that makes us mad, but sometimes it is actually a serious offense that leads to anger. Either way, the question is, which direction will you let your anger take you? Downward into captivity or upward to freedom? Satan would like nothing more than for you to be eaten up with resentment, bitterness, and unforgiveness until you find yourself trapped in a place you can't escape from. A wise friend once told me that Satan drives us and the Lord guides us. Choose the one you want leading you, my sweet friends. Let's pray. Dear Lord, take my stony, stubborn heart and turn it into a tender, responsive heart that seeks you and your will above all else. Forgive me any bitterness I harbor in my heart and help me to find release and peace in you alone. I thank you for your grace, mercy, and the work you're doing in my life. In your mighty name, amen.
Hey, Ted, what do you want to do today?
Well, Ashley, I've always got work to do, naps to take, but I have a better idea. How about we invite everyone to listen to the Team Us podcast?
I love that idea. Let's do it right now. Hi, everyone. We're Ted and Ashley Slater, and we'd love for you to join us as we talk about teamwork in marriage.
We share how grace, commitment, and cooperation can help couples live the everyday moments of marriage together.
To listen, go to lifeaudio.com and search for Team Us.